This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Hello, podcasters. It's Scott Mills here. Welcome to my tired and emotional podcast. You wanted it, so we've done it for you. Now, normally, 4 till 7 weekdays on Radio 1, I'm as bright as a button, aren't I, chappers?
Yes.
I'm at peak physical fitness and form. However, in my career at Radio 1, there have been times when I haven't been. So here are all my best bits when I've not been feeling the best. The Scott Mills Tired and Emotional Podcast begins 3 years ago, between 4 and 7am in the morning, after the Brit Awards.
Two and song two on Scandalous on Radio 1. I've been told to come in on 1 o'clock on Monday morning to listen to the new Blur record. No, seriously, that's how serious it actually is. New material will be played for the first time by March the 3rd, Joe Wiley on Radio 1. Hi, anyway, welcome to Early Breakfast. I've been to the Brits, yes I have, and if you want to give me a call for the wake-up call, that would be brilliant. I'd love that so much. Give us a call on 08700 100 100, text 81199 or email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. The thing is, after a couple of coffees, everything will seem much, much, much better. But at the moment, it's all going really wrong. 08700 100 100, 81199 or email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk with your wake-up call. Give me a call. Help me out. Tell me how you're feeling tonight, which will make me feel a lot better about myself. Thanks.
Radio One podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
That's Ida Wada and Modern Mode of Letting Go on Radio 1. Hello, I'm Scott Mills. Oh my God. I went to the Brits last night. Yes, I did. It was great. We had a great show. What a great show, though, between 6 and 8. We got everybody. We got Justin. We didn't get Avril. We didn't get Coldplay. But everybody else we got through the whole night was absolutely brilliant. And apparently at 3 a.m. this morning, I was going, Avril in my sleep. And they couldn't wake me up. They put me up in a hotel really near Radio 1, like a block away. And still, I got here at 4:02. It wasn't like I drank a lot, because I didn't, obviously. But it was just like the whole thing of like, it was such a brilliant night last night. I've done that for 3 years, and this was the first night that I actually thought, yes, I have arrived. This was the most brilliant show I've ever done at the Brits. It was absolutely superb. If you heard it last night, I would really like to know what you think. Text me on 81199 or email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It was a flipping great show. But what happened last night? Because actually, I went to bed at like midnight, and what happened? Please, Lizzie, I don't even know, so just tell me what happened. Talk me through it, okay? So I stay in some hotel, yeah? Yeah. Okay, and I tell you that I'm staying in a hotel.
I got a text at a random time this morning saying, if all goes wrong, here's my room number.
Right.
You weren't answering your phone. And I sent someone in the hotel up to wake you up. And rang your phone again. And the guy on reception was stood next to your bed and answered your phone. And he said, I'm sorry, but he's not moving.
Oh, no.
So, I had to run over and throw water in your face.
What, so you actually went to my hotel and...
Yes.
Because I remember you being in my room. You were in my room, weren't you? Oh my God! Radio 1 Early Breakfast with Royksopp on Radio 1. I'm just hearing about the... I know I'm going to do the news. I'm just hearing about the fact that you had to splash water on me. Is that true? That can't be true. Is that true?
You tried to leave the room naked and you go, oh yes, we do have to go, don't we?
No.
Just a blanket round your
no,
waist
I didn't.
And you left the
no,
room.
No, I didn't. No. Like, after 2 hours, I thought I'd be okay, but you actually had to come into my room. I thought you could at least call me and just go, hi, Scott, it's Lizzie here from the Radio 1 Early Breakfast Show. Time to get up now. But then, the next thing I knew, you were in my room, tweaking my ear, going, hi, time to get up. That's true, isn't it?
Well, you've eliminated the swear words.
Oh, rubbish! Did I really walk through the whole... I didn't walk anywhere naked.
I had to
naked.
Put you back in the room twice.
Why?
Because you were trying to leave the hotel with just your undies on.
You are joking, aren't you? Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I'm really... No, seriously. This week, I put you through hell. I put you through the kind of hell that Chris Miles would, like, never put you through at all. I'm really sorry. No, I really am. I'd like to make a public apology on air now. Lizzie Buckingham, I'm really sorry, because but you wouldn't have to do that for Moyles. Well, maybe you would. Millsy, you're a legend, mate. You've never made me laugh so hard and long like this before. You should be like this every morning.
Please no.
From Charlie.
Please no.
I think that would probably take years off the producer's life. The Avril story is hilarious. Nice one, Lizzie, says Rick from Newton Aycliffe. What was the story again? tell me. No, I need to know.
When I came to wake you up in your hotel room because the man on reception couldn't wake you up and you wouldn't answer your mobile or the phone in your hotel
room.
I had
rubbish.
To go in after tweaking your ear.
You actually came into my room. I can't believe that.
I came to your room, which looked like a bomb site.
Why?
And your bed was cut. There was two single beds, and one of them looked like you'd been trying to throw it out of the window because it was up against the wall.
This is all news to me, by the way, viewers.
So I had to go and try different tactics to wake you up, which was the water. So I was flicking water in your face.
So you flicked water in my... seriously?
Man on reception was stood there, mesmerised by you.
What? So, hang on a second. So the man from reception was in the room as well?
At the end of your bed and wouldn't leave.
So the man from reception in the room?
Yes.
Not on reception, he was in the room. Okay.
Because he had to let me in, you see. So, and then I'm flicking water on your face and you started mumbling and then I could kind of make out what you were saying. It was Avril Lavigne. And I was laughing so hard.
That's not true.
It's so true.
It so is as well, isn't it?
Just Avril.
Record of the week, Avril. Oh my God.
Oh,
I can only apologise. I'm really sorry. What can I do to make it up to you?
It's not me you want, is it? It's Avril.
No, I just want to make it up to you. You had to flick water on my face and put up with me for about at least half an hour going, Avril. And actually, you knew that I had to do a show in about half an hour's time from now. I'm sorry. I actually really am sorry. I'll do anything.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.
I'm not proud of it, but that was me, tired and emotional 3 years ago. How I've still got a job, I don't know. But thanks, everybody. Now, bang up to date, here's me, tired and emotional again, after this year's Sony Radio Awards, where we got a gold. I couldn't believe it.
I have, hot off the press, like the investigative journalist I am, discovered some brand new, all new, tired and emotional material.
Right, this will be the blipping podcast as well, will it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. We'll put it all together, that past and present one. This was from last night, where after you win the award, you get interviewed, don't you? You have to go into this room and they take a picture of you with the person who gave you the award.
Yeah, me and Donna Eyre.
You and Donna Eyre.
She said she's a big fan.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you go and talk to the media, don't you? Talk to the press and journalists, whatever. So Newsbeat were there. They've got an exclusive interview with you. This is just as you'd won the award. And you know what? You couldn't believe it.
I just can't believe that I've won an actual Sony Award. This is what I had dreamed of since I was 16 years of age, to have this. And I can't believe that I've won it for Radio 1.
I hate it!
Also, I sound like, you know me, I ain't posh.
I get really posh, don't I? Hello. I'm so pleased to win the Sony Award.
You do get very posh after a few glasses of wine, don't you? And then the more you spoke about it, the more you actually couldn't believe it.
I'm holding an actual Sony Award. Who'd have thought it? I can't believe this.
Oh, I couldn't believe it.
Nice to see you're a pro to the last and swearing in the middle of the interview. Well.
Well, I don't know. I've got a new house, you see. I've just got a new house. I'll put it somewhere really good, like in the lounge. I think that's a bit naff, putting it in the lounge.
Somewhere really good, like in the lounge. No.
That was the question that they asked you. That was the big thing that they wanted to know, was where you were going to put put your award, and eventually you decided you were going to put it in the bathroom for some unknown reason.
Everyone has to go to the toilet.
Brilliant. That's your reason. That was your reason for putting it in the bathroom.
Because everyone has to go to
everybody.
The toilet.
So by the end of the interview, they wanted your final thoughts, and we need to know, have you started to believe it yet?
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I'm so chuffed with this. I really am. And it's a recognition of my team as well, which are great. And without them, coming into work every day would not be as much fun.
Yeah,
I really mean
right.
that. So they're great. And... I can't believe I've won it. I can't believe it.
About the team, all that rubbish.
So even when
I hate coming here every day,
even when somebody goes for a wee at your house, it's still all about you.
everyone has to go to the toilet.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.